Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, Brian writes, Dr. Dahlia, my wife's family called me, wants to surprise her by coming into town for Thanksgiving. They want to stay with us. I want to say no. Please advise. All right, you guys are already dealing with that. I forget things. I know Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm, like, so busy trying to figure out, you know, Christmas presents and trying to figure out if I even want to buy an Xbox or not, or, you know, looking for old gift certificates. And I'm so busy thinking about Christmas that I completely forgot about Thanksgiving and how, you know, we got to deal with family. Isn't it funny? You could go about your whole merry way, and then all of a sudden a close relative that doesn't live close coming into town. Oh, Lord have mercy. Here's the thing. Okay. I mean, if you didn't already think of a quick excuse, you're done. You can't turn around and say, oh, you know what? She has to wash her hair that weekend. You're not going to be able to do that. You're also not going to be able to go, oh, you know what? She's sick. Because, like, sick? What are you talking about? I mean, we're still about a week and a half away. What are you talking about? So, what I would recommend you do, oh, man, I mean, it depends. Okay, you know, where I'm at now, you know, what my in-laws think of me is really, really important. And so I would probably, here's the thing, okay? Do you want them coming out for Thanksgiving, or do they want, you want them coming out for Christmas? When do you want to see the family? I know some of you are like, no, we got to fly out there for Christmas. Oh, that's going to be hard. Okay, because I think if Thanksgiving falls at the end of the month, Christmas, that's almost two times in one month. That's pretty tough. All right, this is what I would do. Okay, so let's look at all the following scenarios of family coming into town that you don't want to be with. I wish you would want to be with family. Okay, I think we all should be close, but I get it. Because when the family comes, there's always a fight. There's always a guilt trip. Nobody really seems to enjoy the holidays after a while. Okay, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Now, for the first hour or two, everybody loves it. But after a couple hours, things start getting old, right? I know. Listen, I can tell even my friends, when I go to my friend's house, after about an hour or two, they're looking at their watch. I'm like, really? Really? You're done with me already? No, I got to wake up early. Wake up early, it's a Friday night. What are you doing tomorrow? Oh, well, I got to plant the garden. Fine, I'll leave. All right, so this is what you got. You got things. Okay, so here are the scenarios. One is family doesn't even see you on the holidays at all. Stop. No doing the dance. No doing the dance. Stop. Okay, the other scenario, family's coming in for Thanksgiving only. Another scenario, family's coming in for Christmas only. Another scenario, family is coming in to town in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Ooh-wee. Right? For the whole month. Or family wants to spend both. They come to you, and then you turn right back around and come to them. Okay, so what you need to decide is, one, what's best for the kids. What do the kids want? Okay? Because this is the time for family. Okay? But if the kids don't get a vote, right, and you want to control the situation, I would do this. Okay, if you have to spend either with the family, you pick which one would you rather spend. Okay, Thanksgiving, a lot of times, has to end on Sunday because people have to be at work by Monday. But Christmas can involve a whole week. So if you think a Thanksgiving trip is going to be easier than a Christmas trip, go for that. See? Easy. Okay? What about getting the wife involved? Well, you already, you don't understand the big bonus you have here. The family wants this private. The family wants to surprise your wife. Well, the family wants to surprise the wife. Now you don't have to involve her in the decision. Isn't that nice? Okay, which is good. Of course, unless there's a flight involved. So what I would do is do this. If you're like, okay, wait a second, man, they're coming out and we got to turn around and come out. Why don't you do this? No. Why don't you come out for Christmas? She would love that. I would love that. Let's skip us flying out to you guys and all that other stuff, right, and the whole two trips. Let's just do one trip, and you fly out for Christmas. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, good. What about the scenario where they are going to come into town and spend a good chunk of between Thanksgiving and Christmas? Okay, well, do you have a job? If you have a job and you're at work, that's not bad. Okay, which would you rather do? Would you rather be off work spending the whole week with the in-laws, or do you want to be at work going, you know what, I'll catch you when I get off the train or I get home? See? You see how smooth that is? So, you know, be smart here. But you're going to have to spend one of the holidays with the family. That's the way it is. Remember we talked about last year, one of my patients really depressed over the holidays. Why? Did somebody die? Do you miss your mother? You know, who passed away? Was there an accident this time of year? No, it's a very, very stressful time with people in the house and people you don't get along with. It is. And nobody really talks about that. You know, you watch TV, you see the commercials, and you see the ching, 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 and you see the songs, and you see the sleigh bells and all that, and that's good. And being with family and cuddling up by the fire and the blankies and opening presents, it's wonderful. But nobody ever talks about the, you know, oh, man, now they're in my kitchen cleaning up, and now they're going into the kitchen, and they're going into the medicine closet, and they're looking at, you know, the medicine, they're looking at the checkbook, and they're now on my computer, and now they're in front of the TV, and I can't relax and watch TV. It's hard having people over. It really is. I am not very good at having people over at my house. I'm not very good because there's no really place to hide. My house isn't big enough to hide somewhere. And it's not that I want to hide from that they're bad people or whatever, but I deal with people all day long. I talk all day long. I talk on the radio. I know, no, duh. Talk on the radio. And listen, I love my family and I love my in-laws, all right, and I love everybody around. But when I come home or when I'm on vacation, I want it to be about vegging. And I have to remind myself it's about the family. So it's about what the family wants to do. Now, the funny thing is the kids will go get a toy, and then they'll just go run and flee. And you're looking at, oh, man, you know, and I can hear my kids go, sucka. Like, no, don't leave me here, no. Hi, Mom. Let's crochet that blanket we were working on back in the 80s. Oh, God, please help me. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were kind of excited and celebrating the fact about 2 days ago that the country is Ebola free, right? Now that Dr. Chambers in New York City had recovered fully from Ebola and got to leave and go back to his home, until we find out, nope, Ebola is coming back to the United States. We're going to talk about why. We're also going to talk about how homeopaths and acupuncturists have been recruited to help fight Ebola. And we're going to talk about a study saying any of you guys with kidney issues needs to be on a statin cholesterol medication. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-362-3254.
Yes, Doc Dahlia, this is Amelia. Let's talk about pills and capsules and how do we take them and how do we get them to dissolve and do they even dissolve?
Okay. All right. I want to talk to you live. Amelia had called also earlier. She listens to the KDWN at 11 o'clock at night. So you'll probably hear this tonight. So, but I want to talk to you because that's a huge subject on dissolving in pills. And we talked about how to swallow pills yesterday, the day before, right, where you could swish it down with water after you provide a seal to the bottle, or you could do the head leaning down technique. All right, we talked about that, right? As a quick recap, if the pills are chalky, you want to have your head upright when you swallow the pill. But if the pill is a capsule, it will just swim around with the water. And so you have to have your head a little bit more forward when you swallow the pill. I swallow pills the same no matter what. There's little techniques. But, you know, interesting. I get asked a lot, how long is the pill supposed to stay in the body? Why did my doctor see my vitamin on my KUB abdominal x-ray? Shouldn't have it have dissolved? Well, technically, what goes to the stomach will sit there for a couple hours. Okay? And because of the acidity of the stomach, it'll break things down, whether it's food, whether it's bubble gum, whether it's a pill. So about 2 to 4 hours, all right? Some of you have delayed gastric emptying time where things take longer to leave the stomach. Some don't, all right? Now, the small intestine is longer than the colon. You got feet and feet and feet of small intestine. So the average pill could be in the small intestine anywhere from 4 hours to half a day. I mean, it changes such as that. So it depends on your gastric emptying time. It could depend on the medication. It could depend on the your ability to absorb. It could depend on the pH. If your stomach pH, which is supposed to be low and acidic, isn't as acidic because you've been taking antacids, then you're not going to be able to absorb certain vitamins, right? You know, we've talked to you guys about vitamins and like thyroid, for example. Thyroid is a supplement. You have to take that on an empty stomach. You can't be taking that with other food. It'll interfere with absorption. Now, let's talk about pills and dissolving. Do you guys remember your chemistry class? I loved chemistry. I did not like physics. Not at all. Except maybe when we were dealing with some optics and the color wavelengths. But I just never really got electricity and ohms and amps, and I know it was all math, but it just wasn't as interesting as biology and chemistry to me. So I'm sorry. Know a lot of you engineers out there, I dig what you do. All right, I really, really do. I just didn't particularly like it. All right, but I do remember dissolving things and saturation and supersaturation. Remember the supersaturation experiments where you would be, you know, putting some powder in a solution? You'd be like, la, 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 nothing's happening, teacher. Nothing's happening. I know. Keep going, Dolly. La, 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 la. I'm so done. There's nothing happening with mine. Mine's broken. No. Keep going. Okay, la, 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 la. And then all of a sudden, zoom, the whole thing would crystallize. It was called supersaturation, right? Like supersonic. In the 80s, we thought it was pretty, pretty cool. Have this big, huge blue crystal coming out of your beaker. I was like, whoa, way cool. Kind of like an Elsa frozen thing. I was like, damn, supersaturation. In fact, that's what Elsa does, all right? She supersaturates something with the water, and then it makes ice. It's not just a freezing thing. There's got to be some chemistry in there. Anyway, so why does something dissolve? Okay, well, you have a solute and you have a solvent. So the solute, I guess, gets collided with the solvent. And, well, you have, let's say, water molecules, okay? Let's say water is your solvent. It collides with, let's say you have some iodine or whatever, okay? You got ions in that. So let's say you're doing an iodine tablet or whatever for backpacking trips, okay? All right? And you have water molecules that will collide with it. The collision will cause solute particles to be moved away from the mothership. When you stir something, there's more collisions, right? The more collisions, the more dissolving. So when you, some of you will like, I don't know, pop some Alka-Seltzer, let's say, and the Alka-Seltzer will not completely dissolve. And you're like, well, wait a second. You know, I had a little bit of water and you still have a lot of tablets. Well, if there's not enough solvent to be shaking it up a little bit, even though you could shake it up and make it dissolve, and it'd be a very, very concentrated Alka-Seltzer, if it just sits there, no, you know, you have as many water molecules as solute molecules, is only going to do so much. Now, another thing that could happen in terms of pills, okay, because we're talking about how to absorb or dissolve medications, and this is why I'm not a chemistry teacher, because I know I'm not, you know, explaining this as well as somebody who has a pop quiz coming up, which, by the way, guys, you may be having a pop quiz in the next day or two, all right? Then you want to look at the surface area. The more the surface area you have of that tablet, then the easier you have to dissolve it. So, for example, when we see you in the ER and you're having a heart attack, we tell you to chew a baby aspirin. I'm not chewing nothing. Just give me some water. I'll swallow it. I'm not chewing nothing. No. You need to chew it. Why the hell am I chewing something that's going to taste like crap? I'm having a heart attack. Leave me alone. Well, because when you chew it, now you've increased surface area. The surface area is all the space around what you have. So if you have a tablet, now you have it chewed up into 8 different pieces. You have all that surface area. Hence, it's easier to dissolve. You dig? You see that? Okay. So increasing surface area. You see, it's all math. It's all science, and yeah, I guess there's a little bit of physics. Now, how do time release works? I've been asked about the time release. How does the time release work? Okay, very interesting. CPO.com explains this a hell of a lot better than I can. But basically, one of the most common ways these pharmaceutical companies do this is called microencapsulation. So what they do is they take a medicine and they divide the dose into the tiny particles. Remember the contact commercial with all the little bouncing balls and medicine? Did you ever open up a contact and try to just swallow the little pieces and you're like, oh gosh, this tastes horrible? Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Anyway, some of the particles are placed into the capsule unchanged. The particles of the medicine become active once the capsule is swallowed. Then the remaining particles are coated with a polymer. Now, this polymer that's coating the little time-release medicines is formed from gelatin, cellulose, silicon. So it's something that will dissolve, but will dissolve slowly. As the coating of the little baby pieces, let's say it's a time-release encapsulated contact, for example, as the coating dissolves slowly, it releases the medicine. What the pharmaceutical companies will do is change the thickness or vary the coating material so some will dissolve sooner than others. So it's not that it just goes along the body and goes, all right, time's up, now, boom, I'm going to act. No, it's just this coating that has to dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. So now you could get smaller doses. You aren't getting a big, huge bolus, so you won't react as well. You know, a lot of times when you would, you know, get that big bolus in, you know, it would do whatever it had to do. It would hit a peak level chemically in your body, like pain medicine, for example. So you take the pain medicine, you really, really feel it within the first hour, and then it starts to wear off, nothing happens, and you don't get to take another dose for another few hours. The time release extends it all over, okay? The peak level, you always have to look at pH, etc. So I don't want to go too much into the chemistry because we're coming up on the end. But how medicines dissolve basically is how your body, so how the body reacts. Usually, you're going to dissolve it within a half a day, completely depending on what the material is. But most people within a few hours. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told today that a third Ebola patient is going to be headed to the same biocontainment unit at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha this weekend. Now, this patient is known as Martin Salia. He is not a U.S. citizen, but I believe he is a legal resident because he's married to a citizen. He is a surgeon who was infected with the Ebola virus while treating patients in Sierra Leone, one of the hardest hit areas of West Africa. Two people have already done well being in that facility. The the cameraman, as well as one of the other doctors that we had flown back to treat, have survived. Now, the patient is a Sierra Leonean national. He's a permanent resident of the United States, and he lives in Maryland. He, I guess, was working at Kissy United Methodist Hospital in Freetown, Sierra Leone. He came down with Ebola symptoms November 6th. He tested negative for the virus at the time. When he was tested again on Monday, which would have been November 11th, what, November, I don't even know what the day is, 11th or 12th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 11th, 5 days later, which is really important. That's why I'm spending time on it. The results came back positive. So you get that? He had symptoms and the test was negative. Then he was tested again on Monday and the results came back positive. So that means when we test for Ebola, just like mono, may be negative first time around. Just like HIV, it may be negative first time around. But 5 days later, they tested him again. It was positive. Doctors are evaluating the patient's medical condition to see whether he is healthy enough to fly to the USA for care. A specialized medical transport plane run by Phoenix Air would fly him to Omaha if he is strong enough. So he's going to be evaluated by the medical crew on the Airjet upon their arrival in Sierra Leone. And right now, from what we understand, he's stable. There's been a lot of controversy now. Why are we bringing Ebola back? Just 2 days ago or 3 days ago, we were telling everybody we're Ebola free. Okay? We are Ebola free. We're still watching people. We still have people that we're keeping an eye on. I still think the fiance of the New York City doctor, I think, has another couple days left to be watched, etc. So we're still watching people. But officially, Ebola free. Not that, you know, you should keep your guard down at all. And now we're bringing somebody back. Now, we do take care of our own. We are Americans. Okay, I get that. I understand he's not a U.S. citizen, but he's married to one of our citizens. He's a legal resident. We take care of our own. But why can't we take care of our own on an offshore site? Don't we have a facility that we could give the antibodies or the serum to? Don't we have a facility? I know. One of my listeners said that there could be pirates that could come in and steal the vaccine if it's not protected, so it needs to have. Well, then, fine. We could have some people there for protection. All I know is, you know, to fly somebody deep, deep, deep into the United States with some stopovers, et cetera, you know, and this off-site containment facility be, I mean, we're talking airtight. We have people trained, people that could watch them around the clock. They could be tested. They could still stay in containment. You know, I don't know. We have an island. I mean, I'm sure there, and it doesn't have to be, you know, 400 miles away from the coast. They could still be off the coast. You know, maybe 30 miles off the coast or something, right? There could be restaurants, discotheques, not Netflix. Well, you know, I mean, access to cable, whatever. And then we don't, I don't know. It does bother me that we are bringing people here and then our, you know, citizens turn around, get sick, could expose others. We really need to be smart about this. And you would think we would have some off-site facility that we could do this, which may be a little smarter choice. That's just me. Okay? However, Nebraska knows what they're doing. They treated physician Rick Sakra, who was a missionary delivering babies in Liberia, and they treated Ashoka Mukpo, the NBC News freelance cameraman. All eight Americans treated with Ebola in the United States have survived, except for Thomas Eric Duncan, who died. Now, they said among the special features of the 10-bed Nebraska unit are air handling, filtration, UV systems to help keep microorganisms from spreading beyond a patient's room. Staff have received careful training and practice and protocols. So, I mean, it's a good facility. I mean, I trust that facility, but boy, does it make people nervous. But that's not what's bothering me. I'm okay with it. If he comes to Nebraska, I know Nebraska knows what they're doing. All right. One of the best centers to date to show us that they know what they're doing. But what I am fixated on is he tested negative for the virus when he came down with Ebola symptoms November 6th. But the test was negative. This is what bothers me, because we have been of the thinking that once you're symptomatic, okay, and then it's contagious. And if it's contagious, it's detectable. He's coming down with symptoms. He tests negative. What if he went home for 5 days? Everybody had a big poop fit because we sent Thomas Eric Duncan home from Dallas after he had diarrhea and vomiting or whatever. Nobody tested him for Ebola. What if they tested him because the symptoms started? No. I think he had some fever and some stomach issues, so they thought he had food poisoning, okay? What if they tested him for Ebola and it was negative? Then he went home, did whatever, and then comes back, now tests positive. I think the family of Thomas Duncan just got a settlement from the hospital. An undisclosed settlement for the hospital letting him go the first time. But if the Ebola test is negative, where do we have the facilities to quarantine people long term? Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dye, it's not an issue because America's Ebola free. We don't have any more people with Ebola coming. Do we? Not from what I'm hearing. So if there's flu season, and after this whole polar vortex and cold front that everybody seems to be getting across the United States, except Las Vegas, Nevada, we're going to start seeing the fevers and the colds and the infections, et cetera. So somebody may come in, you know, maybe they have traveled, et cetera, not feeling well. They get tested for Ebola negative. They go home. They're still sick. Come back, test positive. They could have been transmitting Ebola that whole time. So we have an Ebola that can escape the test. Now, could the test have been a crappy test in Africa? Maybe it wasn't a real good test. Maybe the test wasn't done right. But viruses are well known for hiding out. That's why with HIV, we recommend testing even 6 months to a year from the time of contact. Because the viruses could hide. It may not be in that little aliquot of blood. Or an antigen may not be. And so that's pretty scary. They say homeopaths have been sent to Ebola to treat victims with arsenic and snake venom. They arrived in Liberia, right, they wanted to show that some of their theories could work. Let me see what they tried here. All right. I guess the mission was organized by the Liga Medicorum Homeopathica Internationals. All right. And they want to bring homeopathy to Liberia. Now, I don't know if it worked. All right. But they say they have remedies prepared and they're going to try it while they're waiting for regular medicine to come up with a vaccine. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this is interesting. Let me read you this email. His initials, PL, or her, I don't know. I'm flying to Buffalo for the holidays, and every year I get sick. Usually I need a Z-Pack, and it clears things up. I asked my doctor to write me one for the road, and he refused. It wasn't over the phone either. It was during a routine exam, and he wouldn't give me the medication. I'll be near Canada. Can I get it over the counter? We should probably talk about medications that you could get over the counter elsewhere. That's interesting. I don't know if you could get, I know you could get Z-Packs in Mexico. I don't know if you could get them over the counter because Buffalo is near Toronto. I have to look up what you could get over the counter. But okay, keep in mind, here's the problem. Okay, every time, I don't know, the government does a study on antibiotic resistance, okay, do they blame the antibiotics? Do they blame the bacteria? Do they blame global warming or whatever else they want to blame? Do they blame Obama? No. They blame the doctors. They say the doctors are overprescribing them. So we keep having to explain and document why we're writing an antibiotic. The listener who wrote that email, I can totally understand where he's coming from. You always get sick once a year. Usually all you need is a Z-Pak. You're not sick now. You're already seeing him. You're there. It's not that you're asking over the count, you know. So why can't I just go and get the medicine now? So because I know my body. You have a point, and I understand that, okay? I usually do. And I have in the past, you know, with my patients where I've been following them for years, I know exactly, you know, I still tell them I want them to follow up, and I still tell them that I want them to document if they took it, but if it's like in the middle of the night, like for example, some of your patients that get bladder infections, they have a urologist, they've been worked up, but they don't have any antibiotics on hand, all of a sudden in the middle of the night, it starts burning. So I don't mind because, again, I understand that things could get worse, okay? But if you come in healthy and you're like, look, let me stock up, all right, more and more doctors are going to say no. And it's because we're getting so much pressure that so many people are driving around and flying around with the Z-Packs. And the Zithromax is starting to get more and more bugs out there are becoming more and more resistant. So you guys can't have it both ways. You can't, you know, have doctors as the bad guy, but then get mad that we don't give out a medication. Now, some of you have asked, why aren't these medications over the counter? Okay, I'm looking right now at a Canadian drugstore. I see it say Viagra, Cialis, Zithromax, Amoxil, Bactrim, Propecia, Lasix, Glucophage, Prednisone. Really? Are these over the counter? That's crazy. I haven't been to a pharmacy. I need to do that. Whenever I need to go into a pharmacy and see what exactly is there. And then I would also like to see a study on antibiotic resistance and see what happens to people that do medicate themselves. You know, what are we seeing? Are we seeing people take prednisone willy-nilly? I don't know. I want to look that up. I don't know. But what I would recommend you do, is, again, you explain to your doctor, nurse practitioner, or provider, look at my chart. I have a very, very consistent pattern. You know, if you don't want to give it to me now, can I call you? The problem is when I call you, you know, a lot of times I don't get a call back. And always pose the question to the doctor or the medical provider. What is the best way for me to handle this? Okay, remember we talked about that the other day? Somebody thought their doctor was BSing, really didn't know the answer to the question, so would just throw something out there or whatever. And I said, the best way to approach that with the doctor is, look, you know, I don't expect you to be a walking encyclopedia. You already impressed the hell out of me, so, you know, but can you take your best guess at what I have? Okay, this way you complimented him, you don't put him on the defensive, and then he'll be hopefully truthful about, I'm guessing. Well, same thing with the prescription issue. You know, go, look, I know, you know, show that you understand the doctor's point of view. I know you don't want to write antibiotics because of antibiotic resistance. I get that. I think too many people use antibiotics and it's wrong. So I get that. But what would you suggest to me, a longtime patient, where every year I just always seem to get sick and then I'm going to be, and then I'm stuck, right, in a foreign city, my insurance doesn't work, and I don't have anything on standby for the same symptoms. Of course, I promise, and I'll even put in writing, that if it's not the same symptoms, I'll go to an urgent care or whatever in that town. But, doc, look at my file. All right, you know, what, and you know, or if you don't want to write it, what is the protocol? What should I do Thanksgiving night? Because I don't want to bother you either, you know, and I don't want to be calling the answering service. And so let the doctor then say, this is the plan, this is the protocol. And a lot of times they'll say, okay, well, you know, based on you not overusing the medication, et cetera. Like I said, if I do ever do it, I make sure the patient knows that they have to call me or call the office and let us know that they did take it so I could document what was taken. I could document why they took it and then make sure follow up, because if it doesn't get better and they took the medication wrong for a wrong reason, I could look at it. Now, remember, Z-Packs are not completely benign. If you have any sort of, prolonged QT or certain, you know, arrhythmia issues with the with your heart, a Z-Pack may not be the best choice for you. So a lot of people think, oh, I can take a Z-Pack and I'm going to be completely fine. No, not always. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. I wonder if I have anybody listening from Canada out there who could tell me what you usually can get over the counter. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a little nervous that you can get prednisone over the counter. I think I'm really, really nervous. Speaking of medications, all chronic kidney disease patients, it is now being recommended, okay, after one study, people with chronic kidney disease should be taking cholesterol medication. Remember I told you high blood pressure could affect the kidneys, diabetes could affect the kidneys, but everybody forgets that cholesterol can affect the kidneys too? Study was published in the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology on November 13th, sponsored by the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes, NIH, Department of Health and Human Services, etc. And the authors of the study found that statins should be taken by all patients suffering from chronic kidney disease. The patients who were recommended to take the statins, half did not take their medication. Normal levels of cholesterol have to be maintained. Keep in mind, if your cholesterol is clogging your heart arteries, what the hell do you think it's doing to your kidneys? Duh. You know, a lot of times we forget it. We go, oh, no, you know what? It's going to affect the liver, so it's also going to affect the kidneys. Pills can affect the kidneys. We've talked about that. Like a diabetic medication that's very common, metformin or Glucophage, that can affect the kidneys. But what we have to decide is which is worse for the body, the medication or the lack of control over your blood sugar and cholesterol. Now, mind you, if you do have chronic kidney disease, you probably wouldn't use a diabetic medication like Glucophage, etc. And some medications, some cholesterol medications, may need to be watched with their dosing as well with the chronic kidney. So, you know, a little bit less of what you usually use, like with Crestor, etc. And sometimes we avoid certain medications depending on your kidney status. But if you have high cholesterol and you are not taking any medication because you think you're protecting your liver, well, that's all fine and dandy, but your cholesterol is going to turn your liver into a fatty liver, and your cholesterol is going to affect the kidneys. So I really would not dilly-dally too much longer. Get that cholesterol down any way you know how. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.